connected!
Sixth season in league, fifth straight AFC Championship game that you're in, and you finally get the call to go to the podium. Okay?
Wow, my first podium.
I'm big time.
Were you surprised?
I wasn't that surprised because I saw a lot of guys going through it the day before. So maybe I was like, oh, maybe I get my call tomorrow to go to the podium. So it was cool doing the podium.
So you did a great job, by the way.
Oh, appreciate it.
People were very happy with that.
All right, I mean, it went smooth. It went good.
Throws down the right seam for Gronkowski. Can't make the grab with a throw behind him. He was hit, and he's injured, though. Gronkowski is hit.
I'm going to take you back to week 12. Guys are playing the Denver Broncos, and you get hit, and you fall down.
He's going to stay down on the turf, and he's writhing in pain.
I know you were in pain, but I don't think you realize, or maybe you do, how the rest of the fan base in New England was freaking out. Like, literally, Twitter was blowing up. People thought the world was coming to an end.
Clearly, I mean, it wasn't one of the best moments out there. Yeah. But I was glad that it was just a little minor setback at that moment and nothing serious in the long run.
Did you think you blew your knee out? Do you think you were done?
Yeah, I definitely thought I blew my knee out because I never had a hit like that felt like that. You know, like when you hit your forearm bone in your elbow or something, it kills for like 2-3 minutes and you really can't move your arm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was definitely one of those situations where I just got hit at full speed, like right at the bone. And it just made everything go numb and just, it was absolute pain. I'm glad it was that, in that case, it was just a minor injury, nothing serious.
So this team obviously has been like, through a lot. Like, we don't need to get into it. We all know there was a lot of criticism, big spotlight on everybody. Now you guys are back in the AFC Championship game. In some way, is this a little bit more satisfying?
You really can't compare years to years. It's all a whole different team, whole different mindset. But so far where we are at, it's definitely satisfying knowing that we're heading into the AFC Championship game, knowing how many players were going down with injuries and fighting through stuff. So it's just good to know where we are at right now, and we just got to keep taking advantage of it.
A pregame ritual, like every Saturday night, do you have, like, you know, a lot of guys will have their, I only eat this and I'll end it with apple pie, then I have this type of drink. Is there?
I'm not that crazy about my pregame ritual meal, but usually I always have a protein shake with the tight ends.
Cheers and you just guzzle it?
Yeah, cheers. There you go.
It's not a frosty
right,
one.
Right after, yeah, it's not no frosty. It's a protein shake. We put fruit in it, peanut butter to make it taste good. And you do your cheers right
milk
there.
Milk mustache at the end and everything.
You don't pound it all in one, but you do that little cheers and then you enjoy it.